Hey man, how's it going? Well, you're back. You're back.
Is
that a Chinese toy?
Good lord.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Taoiseach will take four or five questions. That's it.
Listen, you're all very welcome to the National Convention Centre for the 76th Fine Gael Ardesh. First, obviously, in quite a long period for Fine Gael to be in government. So it's an opportunity to reflect on the working of government over the past 12 months, the progress that we have made, the issues that we haven't been able to address, and our plan for the and our priority for the time ahead. So I hope you enjoy the weekend.
What do you have to say to the 4,000 or so demonstrators outside the doors here this afternoon who are campaigning against the household charge?
Well, I say that protest is perfectly legitimate in this country. There is no rule against legitimate protest. Obviously, the household charge is the law of the land. This is €1.19 per week. It's the forerunner of a property tax that we have to introduce, which will be as fair and as equitable and as affordable as we can. I'd make the point, Justin, that this is also about provision of services in every town, village and city in the country. And when you consider that jobs is the priority of the government here, that the local enterprise units in every county are going to be serviced by the monies that come from the household charges. So I'm heartened by the numbers that have contributed online today. I understand it's running at about 5,000 an hour. It'll be some time, I suppose, before the postal payments are all added up. Obviously, the Minister for Environment will bring a memo to government after that. So I'd encourage people who haven't contributed today to pay their charge and to use the facility that's open to them.
Taoiseach, can the Lord Kenner and I brought you from Lahore to say, I'm sure the kid or that's like all the Zegger of the Gaelic Gold. What is the money to official August and Ascent has been murdered, Sally? Burnt to Shinnestacher on household charge?
No, they couldn't just Shinnestacher and that's how I'm going to make it. It's basically done a vehicle of Machina Shorge and I just thought in Chishin, they're really she half footed down and Hammerfad. Also, they're not raw or Borchi. It's more on an old Dumson Marhisha for him, a camera and a 40 because they're a camera kinder of the real fish. I guess, should the best make a torch gun or the Chinook? No, I can rule you never a number of agenda egg on real fish. On a coentus, it was on co eyebrow, a thor shoelage in which hen, I guess, a portion of eyebrow. The Jacquity, a comet of jail or low filaher, on planet or like a mock of an amateur like chalk. I guess more and more Giro stock are all pre-vine between job and he was posting you for a fall.
Are you not afraid to show your people's anger may have an impact on the referendum?
Well, obviously, whatever differences we might have at home, I want people to understand that from my visits recently and over the past number of months to other leaders in other countries, they make it very clear that their view of Ireland has changed utterly in the last 9 months. We're now in a very different position than we were a year ago, and they do see Ireland's attractiveness as a location for investment and as a consequence jobs is linked inextricably to our central position and our trusted position as a member of the European Union. So I would say to every worker, every person who's interested in keeping our status as a country with a high reputation to be out there and to cast their vote in favour of this referendum. It's in our country's interests and it's in our children's interests.
Taoiseach, some Labour ministers and some of your own ministers indeed calling on Fine Gael to review its associations with Dennis O'Brien. You were with him at the NYSE for the ringing of the bell for the stock exchange. Have you any comment to make on suggestions that you've been too soft on him in light of the Moriarty findings?
I note your comment that I was with Dennis O'Brien. Let me clear this up for you, Senan. I was invited to attend at the New York Stock Exchange and ring the bell at the New York Stock Exchange by the chief executive of the New York Stock Exchange. I was also invited to attend at an Ireland, Invest in Ireland function, which I did speak at to over 300 business people. I had no idea who was going to be there. I attended on the stock exchange stand at 9:29:30 to press the bell for the last 10 seconds. And obviously, Mr. O'Brien was on that platform. I'm not in a position as Taoiseach or as leader to vet the lists of attendees at any particular function that I attend. If you carry that logic down the line, I mean, is Cork Park to evacuate itself on All-Ireland final day if Mr. O'Hearn turns up? Am I to attend at the Connacht final in Cork Park if former Minister Flynn turns up? This is patent nonsense, and I have no intention of vetting this where I accept invitations to attend as Taoiseach.
Taoiseach, you are in a position to match the attendance list for next year's economic forum. But Dennis O'Brien, be welcome on next year's economic forum.
Well, the list for next year's economic forum has not even been considered yet. What happened here, as I understand it, was that all of those who attended the first one received an invitation in respect of the second one. The proposals, Paul, that have come from the first economic forum are being worked through very diligently by my own department and with the Department of Foreign Affairs and the Taoiseach. And we'll give consideration in due course to whoever or whatever members are invited to attend at a future global forum. So that matter hasn't been considered at all.
Last question, please.
This is your first Ardesh. You're mixing with your own people, the Fianna Fáil members. What are they saying to you? Are they like, is the household charge a big issue?
What they're saying is that they're very pleased with the government in facing into the challenges that our country faces. They recognise that things are challenging, that decisions are taken that are quite difficult, but they're very happy that their government is facing down these problems because it's in the long-term interest of our country. I've tried to say to people that this is not an Ardesh of exultation. This is a sober reflection on the journey that we have come over the past 12 months. We've now completed one-fifth of our journey with the Labour Party. We've made substantial progress in a number of areas. Public finances are under control. The confidence is creeping back into the system. The country's headed in the right direction. But we're under no illusions whatsoever about the scale of the challenge that we face, Eileen. But I have to say that from an Ardesh point of view, purely from a Fine Gael Ardesh point of view, they're all delighted to be in Dublin for the weekend. And secretly, if you get them in the corner, they'll say they're very happy with the fact that the party that they have worked for and canvassed for and campaigned for are back in office, and they expect us to deliver on our mandate and on our responsibility, and that we intend to do.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. Thank you.
Enjoy yourselves for the weekend.
Leave the pressure there. You'd rather have it there.
Yes, sir. Mr. Lepton, Radio on the Gulf, so, William, Tachter, the Radio on the Gulf, you've got Leon Edward, Jim Orr.